The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. Did you have a great 4th of July weekend?
I did. And we got to Thankful Thursday earlier. You know, when we have a holiday like that and I don't work on Monday, the whole week is I kind of stay behind. Do you? I mean, you kind of get the days mixed up.
I do. Every day I keep saying, is this Wednesday? Is Thursday?
Yep.
We do. I know. I said that used to get me during COVID when we didn't go to church on Sunday, when, you know, everybody kind of did like virtual church. It threw my
yes.
whole week off.
That's right. That's a good point. It did ours too. Yes. Yes.
It sounds silly, but it we were all creatures of habit, right? So we,
yep.
it just threw us.
Yep. So did you and your family have a good 4th of July? Did y'all see a nice fireworks display, cook out, eat a lot of food?
We did. David and I took both of our moms and our youngest. We went to the beach, and we saw wonderful fireworks and relaxed and took the grandmas out outlet shopping. It was great. So we kind of did a very low-key kind of focus on our moms this 4th of July. But But Joey, I have to ask you a question because I had Tommy cracking up because I said, Tommy, I think I'm losing my mind. I was watching Fox News this morning, and I don't know if you've heard this, but in the UK, Joey, they are trying to ban boiling lobsters alive because it causes pain in them, because crustaceans have the right to humane death. But we are still debating the abortion laws here in our country. I mean, we are worried about crustaceans. I said, am I losing my mind this morning?
Yeah. Is it not crazy that we have those types of conversations? I had seen that story, and there are a lot of others that are just as goofy. I was so proud to see Governor McMaster yesterday announce that the state is appealing this federal district court's preliminary injunction prohibiting the state from enacting the heartbeat bill. I mean, those are the types of things that we should be talking about and working on.
You're absolutely right. I'm very proud of the governor. You know, this was a big passion of mine as well as Governor McMaster's, is getting the heartbeat bill passed along with our amazing family caucus. I don't think people realize or there's not enough spotlight shown on the family caucus, Joey. They've just had their 5-year anniversary. I was at last week. And they push, I mean, that's who's pushing for family issues, pushing for the Women in Sports bill, pushing for the heartbeat bill, you know, really concentrating on laws that strengthen the family. And I think people are starting to really feel the importance of that. I think COVID really did shine a spotlight on the family and maybe where we were disconnected.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, we had some very important legislation that was passed this year only because we were able to pick up a few extra seats last November.
Absolutely.
And that kind of shows you the importance of elections and why we can't give up, why we can't get discouraged, because we're able to accomplish a lot here in South Carolina simply because we picked up a few more state Senate seats. We picked up a few more House seats, and it gave us the majorities that we needed to pass bills like the fetal heartbeat bill.
You're absolutely right. And that's why 22 is going to be so important, Joey. You know, this whole idea that people were trying to spew about don't go out and vote. Let's show them your vote doesn't count. I think is so wrong. We need to get out in record numbers, that no matter what abnormalities show up, it can't be greater than our resolve to save our country.
Yeah.
And that has to be the message that continues to go out. We have got to get involved. We have got to look at our local elections. I mean, the governor and I are up at 22. We fought hard through this pandemic. The governor has done an amazing job. South Carolina has fared better than any state on the East Coast, right? And it's because of good leadership. And I think the Biden administration's poor leadership has really, I hope it's a stark contrast where people say, start to say, well, we've been saying all along, Joey, elections have consequences. And elections, although are a popularity contest per se, we need to have people in office that are making good common sense decisions, because it affects us every single day. And local and state elections matter, because we're your front line to the federal government.
And even, you know, we talk about state and local elections, even some of those local elections that are nonpartisan, for example, school boards. School boards in most cases are nonpartisan, but they're as important as other local elected. And you know, parties, you know, they need to get involved. And we're seeing why around the country as things like critical race theory is being debated. That's why parties need to get involved and get the right people on school boards.
I think that has really come to light during COVID, right? We've seen now how a school board can affect our day-to-day lives, the lives of our children, our children's futures, where I think before people didn't even know who they were voting for school board, right? I think that will change in this next election. And even though they're nonpartisan, Joey, we now know the questions to ask. We need to go to those people that are running and ask the questions that are important to us. What are your views on this? What are your views on that? And I think now we know that, right? Better late than never, but we have got to get out. School board meetings should be more well attended than Friday night football, because that's the crux of our kids' futures.
Maybe they should have school board meetings at halftime. What about that?
See, this is where, you know, innovative minds really start to make a difference.
There you go. When you're brainstorming, you come up with ideas like this.
I think that's great. We can just add a few more minutes to the halftime, you know, and get these school board meetings kicked out. What do you think? You think we can get that done?
I've given you the idea. I'm going to let you take it from there.
Well, thank you so much, Joey. I'll give you all the credit.
There you go. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to talk with you, and we'll do it again next week. Have a safe week.
You too, Joey. Take care, everyone. Be safe.
All right. You too.